And so what happens when we receive something, when we ask it in faith, nothing wavering, like the word says, and then that meant that when we're focused and we're fixed on that thing, what's next? Lord, I thank you. When somebody walk up to you and give you something, what do you say? If you got any manners, if somebody taught you right, amen? Or if you remember what somebody taught you, either way, because sometimes people teach you things and you act like you don't know them. But if they taught you anything, what are you going to say when somebody give you something? Thank you. What does that do? So if we believe God that we received it, thank you. A lot of times we let things convince us otherwise. Maybe we messed up. Maybe we sinned. Maybe we did something different. And we let things convince us. Then here we go. We're asking for it again. Did we believe that? We're not fixed. If we keep thinking we have to go back and ask for it, sometimes we've asked for it the 20,000 times. That we receive it. And so when we receive something, that the thing is, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the thing that I've received by faith. And we keep going and we keep going every day. It doesn't look like the house has come, but Lord, I thank you for what the house that I've received. It may not look like it, but I thank you for the car that I've received. I'm about to receive or that I'm going to get. No, I received it. Amen. And moments later, if we don't faint, the Bible says you'll reap if you faint not. So if we don't faint, moments later, we will see that thing come into being. That company had to relocate because of her. They weren't just doing that. She had something out there. She put something out there, and that company had to relocate to where she was for her. Come on, somebody, and say thank you. Come on, take some time and say thank you. Hallelujah. Tell them thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And listen, when I mess up and when I didn't get it just right, guess what? Thank you. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's merciful unto me, so he understands where I am, and he helps me with where I am, hallelujah, and to get to where I need to be. So guess what? He's merciful. Thank you. So we can celebrate knowing that he's heard us and that we have to petition to that which we desire of him, and we stand there. And the Bible talks about that we can't be double-minded, unstable in all of our ways. But if we're focused, if we're fixed on the word of God, listen, that's what's going to change us, not what we say or what we think. The word is what changes us. The word is what gets us results. Amen? All right. So here on my way to my seat, amen. Ms. Jones, somebody came in. I think it was Amy Marie. She said, Ms. Jones gonna get us out of here early tonight. So T gotta get us out of here early tonight. Amen. But then like she did Sunday, she got us out of here Sunday, didn't she? Amen. 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 Holy Ghost, she said, amen. All right. But anyway, here we are. Lift your hands. Come on, just lift your hands. Aren't you grateful that he is loving, that he loves us, and that he's patient with us, even when we don't do it right necessarily, but he's patient with us, and he loves us, and he helps us, and he keeps us, and he healed us, and he delivered us, and he gave us peace of mind. Aren't you grateful that you have legs that will walk, and eyes that will see, and ears that will hear, and a tongue that will taste, and a mouth that speaks? Aren't you grateful? Hallelujah. Aren't you grateful that you have somewhere to leave this place and go home and be warm and or to be cool, whichever one you like, because you can turn the air on or you can turn the heat on, whichever one you like. Aren't you grateful? And so what God wants to do with us, he wants us to develop a heart of gratitude. He wants us to be able to be that person that when that easily says thank you. God, thank you for eyes that see. Thank you for breath to breathe, air to breathe, glory to God. Clean air to breathe, hallelujah. Clean water to drink and partake. Thank you, Lord. And so when we're grateful, God can do more for us because we're grateful. We can receive more because we're grateful. We can make it farther because we're grateful. But guess what? You don't too much want to give to somebody that's not grateful. You buy them a shirt, a brand new shirt, and then you see it on the floor, I hear the old people say, "I ain't buying you nothing else," because they didn't see you were what? Grateful. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much that your word is life to us. We thank you so much, Father God, for this word that, and not only that, but we thank you so much for the help that you've given us to walk this word out, to live this word out, and to get the results that you want your people to have. And so, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you so much for what you're calling us in it for to us, calling us to in this hour. And so we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Miss Joe.
Amen. That was a good word. Amen. Let's do it. Now, the Bible says, be ye what? Doers of the word. I just got a word from Jesus. He said, it's my hour. Don't be rushing me. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Tyrone, for a powerful word. And if we will do the word, we'll find every situation in our lives change. It's not going to be handed on a plate. You didn't become a registered nurse by just going to class, did you? It took hours and hours of studying some more. So it's what you decide you want and what you decide you want to do. And that's what. So that word is so, so true. We will receive the offering.